This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so you got your big-time IPOs, companies like Google going public back in the day, or Facebook more recently, and then you got your IPOs. The National Oil Company of Saudi Arabia, Saudi Aramco it's called, confirmed today that it is, and this is a quote, studying options for selling a part of itself to the public. Quick bit of history here before we go on. Way back in the 1940s, Aramco was owned by various arms of Standard Oil until it was fully nationalized by the Saudi Arabian government. So why, given the state of affairs right now, talk about selling today? From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong is on that one.
Okay, multiple choice. Is Aramco worth A, $100 billion, or B, $2.5 trillion, or C, $10 trillion? The answer is D, nobody knows until the shares actually list. But everyone's asking, and why list now? Many assume the company and the Saudi government need money with oil prices low. Consultant Robin Mills of Manar Energy in Dubai spoke by Skype.
You can hardly think of a more of a crown jewel state company anywhere in the world. This has now been raised publicly as a huge step, and I think that would only have been done with these concerns about the economic and the budget situation.
Others say Aramco has plenty of ways to raise money. It can borrow, it can float bonds. So the company may see a broader change of foot, like fossil fuel risk. Nansen Salari is the CEO of Quantum Reservoir Impact, and he worked at Saudi Aramco for a decade.
Decarbonization is a concept that's playing more and more into day-to-day decisions. So Aramco going down this path, I see it as a risk mitigation step.
Saudi's deputy crown prince told The Economist that listing shares would boost transparency. But Valerie Marcel at the Chatham House think tank in London says there's no way the company fully opens its books.
Then there might be questions asked about the level of spending of the royal family, which I think is a very sensitive issue. But also the company's corporate culture is very secretive. It's the legacy company that comes from ExxonMobil. And ExxonMobil is also a very secretive company.
One way to stay secret is for Aramco to offer a tiny, non-controlling stake to the public. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Crude oil, by the way, down 10% for the week, 12-year lows. U.S. benchmark prices now at $33.16 a barrel.